still possible to get here. Derech Mishpet with the Mishive. Derech Mishpet, Simen Kofei, that should be the first time. Thank you. There is a Gemara. We're not going over the Gemara, but the Gemara says that you raise them down the first line. Elo Marabai. Chotzer is Chaboyim Shmiyav, the Rigom and Shmichas. Gabi Gede Chivolo, and Chavim Lo, the Melo Bifonach. Gabi Matonet, the Schusolei, Zochum Lo, the Mshaloi Bifonach. So Rashi says, Gabi Matonet, the Schusolei, Zochum Lo, the Mshaloi Bifonach. Ishaloi Bidais, dann alles haben sie nicht allein, sie gehen in Schluch. Hier kann ich lesen, bis an Katsire, die Lecker liegt mir in Jodo, den ist Buchalo, Teipik leis, Chiyoso, nicht die Chuso. Keiche, die Schluch ist ich allein, sie von auf Katsire, Namen sie schon von auf. Und wir gaben mit sie, die Lesse gab Wort, und in Afkes, Chiyoso, nicht die Jahr, Lecker liegt mir in die Schliches. Die gab Schliches, sie geht das Schleach und das Schliach. Aber Chotza Lecker, Lui da Schleach und Lui da Schliach. Hier kann Dino das Cheres nacken. Now, the Mutiese explains the Rashi. On the leaf that failed base. The paragraph, the Baramaskal Horror in Siroti. The Hotzaram Stammeres, the Lebino, and Shemin, says they would trick a time. The Ravish of Yadu Dumane, when we get the horse on the Bino, the Medal, the Satir, they come, the Gamboy with Hamstrich and Skipir Sharan, Ben Rubin Zal. שיהיה אפשר ליסקיס לחביר מתרשניחס, אלו אם כנעשי שלוחי של ברמוני, ובנציא לקה ברמוני, שיהיה זה שלוחי, ולשאי אבנימה בחוצה, כדרבים עומקה בנציא לחביר, בניגס זוכר נפי זוכר נאמר לחב. So, the run says that even though חוצה is in time שניחס ישחבוי, the חוצה is a שליח, but that's only שאי על גב מתוני, so the Chotzer could be effective in Tam Shlichas. But Gabi Mitzie, the Chotzer could only become in Tam Yad, not in Tam Shlichas. Why couldn't the Chotzer become in Mitzie in Tam Shlichas? Because the Ram says there is a halacha of Shluchas Shel Ba'amoni. In order that somebody should be Zeiche as a Shliach for a certain person, so the Ba'amoni has to designate him as the Shliach. So, but it's so, by Matone, Ruvein wants to give him Matone to Shimon. And Shimon isn't around. So Ruvein drops the Matone in Shimon's hotel. So even though Shimon is not in the Sassadeo, so Melee couldn't be effective with Teres Yad, because in order that the hotel should be effective with Teres Yad, is to be doing the Yodo, and the Yodo is somewhere and Mishtamel. So, but if the owner of the Chotzer is not around, is not Mishamelet, so the Mele, it's not doing the Yad. So, but Shimon can be Kene, Chatzir Shalom Kenele Shalom Midaite, even though Shimon is not there because Mitam Shlichas. So, because they are, since Ruben is the Balmoni, and he wants Shimon's Chotzer to act as Shimon Shliach. Mashinkin Gam Mitzie, so there is no Balamone. There is no Balamone who wants the Chotzer to act as the Shliach of the Bala Chotzer. So the Melee cannot functionally. So it's a big chiddush in Rambam that in order that somebody should be able to be zeicher as a shliach of Shimon, so he has to be designated by the Baal HaMoed as the shliach of Shimon. Not, in other words, by Matone, so Reuven is the Baal HaMoed, so he designates the Chotzer of Shimon as the shliach of Shimon. But when it's here, there is no Shluch HaShavah. Some Mele, the Messias has Sikash. We say, Yatif is the Baal Chayim, Mokit Shechav La'achir, and it's Loika. Only Atif is the Baal Chayim, Mokit Shechav La'achir, but the Mokit Shechav La'achir is gone. So that means, if Reuven, let's say, owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven owes $1,000 to Levi, so Shimon can grab. No one said for himself. He can grab for himself. But suppose Yehuda wants to grab for Shimon, since he's half Levi, because he, by grabbing for Shimon, he deprives Levi of the opportunity to collect. So it's loikon. Only if there is Havlachine, if there is another creditor, Levi. But suppose Shimon is the only creditor, then Yehuda can grab for Shimon. Because it's not Havlachine, but according to Iran, that there is Aloch of Shluch HaShavah Monein, so even if it's not Havlachine, how could Yehuda grab the $1,000 for Shimon? After all, the Baal HaMoed did not appoint him as a shliach for Shimon to grab. Reuven is the Baal HaMoed, so he didn't appoint him as a shliach for Shimon. Reuven, the Baal HaMoed did not designate him as a shliach for Shimon to collect the debt that Reuven owes to Shimon. So it's the Shluch HaShavah. So why does the Gemara say Hatif is Baal Chayim Lo Kishchav La'achir? Implying that if it's not Chav La'achir, he's gone. To the Rambam that there is a prerequisite of Shluch HaShavah Mami, even if he's not Chav La'achir, he should not be able to grab. So there is a very simple parents, because the Levi is not considered a Baal Mami. Inasmuch as he's Nechosis and Shubet to Shimon, so he's not a Baal HaMoed. He's not a Baal HaMoed. So Mele, since he's not a Baal HaMoed, so he doesn't have to be. So he doesn't have to be designated by the Baal HaMoed. So then the question arises, so why does the Ram say that by the Tzir, so then the Chotzer of Shimon cannot be Kene in Tzieh for Shimon, because the Baal HaMoed did not designate. But since there is no Baal HaMoed in Tzieh, so there is no Baal HaMoed, so we don't have to have that he should be designated by the Baal HaMoed. So the Mesibes mentions a very big Kiddush, and that's a certain Shittus of Sheni, Shikubetzes Neu Mitzies, that there is a difference between Hefker and Mitzies. Hefker means it's ownerless. No one is a buyer. No one is a buyer. But Mitzies is not Hefker. No. Mitzies is not Hefker. Even though the buying was Mitzies, so then anybody can be Zeich. Just as there is a heter, Adidas Akum is Miteres, so it's a heter that anybody can zeich in Avide, that Yehovim lost. So in Avide of Israel, after Yush, anybody can zeich. So it's his chus to zeich, but until somebody picks it up in zeich, so title to the Mitzieh remains vested in the owner. In other words, there is such a shittus of a shame.
Even after Yush?
Even after Yush, it's not Hefker. It's like Hefker. Gestes wanted to say her, and her girl wanted to say her, and you'd see a lack of use. But there is one difference. Let's say Ruben lost an object, and he was misjudged. Then he goes in the street, he finds it himself, so he doesn't even have to make that boy in order to become a man, you know? Even if he doesn't make that boy, let's say he's getting it. Even because it's loyotzo mishus abailin until somebody is eichen. So mele, the reason is why the Ram says that chotzer cannot be kene in itziye mitam shliches, because it's not shluchish of Oamam in the chotzer, so it's only because it's in itziye, it's not etke. So mele it has a balam. Let's say, suppose the mitziya was lost by Ruben. So Ruben is still the owner of the moment. Owner of the moment. Since he's still the owner of the moment until somebody else makes a king in it, so he's still considered to have title in the abbey. So mele, since he's still the balam, so mele the shliach, they cannot. No one can become a shliach of Shimon to be Zeiche unless the Balamome, the original Balamome, who is still a Balamome, designates him as a shliach. And of course, Ruben, the one, the Bala Eide, he didn't designate the Chotzer of Shimon as a shliach for Shimon, so maybe he cannot be Zeiche. But in case of the Eide, in view of the fact that the latest Nechosim are Meshubet to the Malbe, let's say, Ruben owes $1,000 to Shimon. Ruben owes $1,000 to Shimon. And then, Yehuda grabs it from Shimon. There is no Chavlache. There is no Levi who is also to whom Ruben owes $1,000. So then Yehuda can grab. So the question by the Yeshivas was, but how can he grab? He is not shluchas of our money, Yehuda. The answer is, here there is no Baal money. When do we require that he should be shluchas of our money? When there is a Baal money. But by Mitzia, there is a Baal money. Except that somebody is supposed to be Zeichen. But until another person is Zeichen, so title remains vested in the Baalavim. Mashiach in here, the lady is not considered a Balamomim because he's Nechosim and Meshubet to Shimon. So he's not considered a Balamomim. So Mele, when Rashi says that Nachash also is Yamish Shliach, thus implying if the Malbe Shimon appointed Yehuda as the shliach to grab from Ruben, so then he would be able to grab. Why would he be able to grab? Because there are two halachas. One halacha is of Tefes Balchayim and Mokim Shechav Lachem. It's like, in other words, one person has no right to grab for another person when because it is detrimental to a third person. The third person. So, Rashi is, that's only Shayach if he wasn't appointed by the Malbe to grab. But if he was appointed by the Malbe to grab, so then we don't say Tehis Malchim Mokim Shechav Lachim Yilikomen, because Shluch HaShlonim Kimeise, some Mele, just as the Baldova himself could grab, and the other Baldova could not stop him, so the Shliach of one Baldova has the same schus to grab for one Baldova, because Shluch HaShlonim Kimeise. But then there's another Shayla. All right, so we dispose of the problem of Tefes Malchim Mokim Shechav Lachim. because as far as the halacha tells b'chinuch shechadu achiruk lo ikone is concerned, so only when he wasn't appointed in shliach by the balchayim, but if the balchayim appointed in the shliach, then we are not worried about the fact that it's chadu achiruk, because shliach is only to me. Whether it's a real problem, he has to be shliach shabbal amonim, shliach amonim, and after all, the Levi didn't appoint him as a shliach. So we say the Levi didn't appoint him as a shliach, but the Levi is not a bal amonim because he's nechosi al mishuna to the Malbim. So he's not a bal amonim because he's not a amonim. Mashiach came in the case of Yema Bachoshe, so the Levi died. And we titled the Yasmeis when he stopped there. So the Mele, since we titled the Yasmeis when he stopped there, so that means that the Yoshim are the Balamon. And the Yoshim are not in Shubet to the Malbim, because we titled the Yasmeis when he stopped there. So the boat over there was not Mishubet to Yema Bachoshi. Was not Mishubet Yema Bachoshi. So Mele, there is a Balamon. Who is the Balamonim? The Yoshim of the Hudavne. Because the boat that the Hudavne left was Mitaldolim. And since it's Lemishtadel Valchayv, so it wasn't Mishubet to Yema Bachoshi. So who was the owner? Who had title to the boat? The children of the Hudavne. The Yoshim. The children of Dardavra. So the children of Dardavra were Balamone, and since the children of Dardavra, they certainly did not designate this Shliach of Yema Bachoshe to grab for Yema Bachoshe, so really couldn't grab because he's not Shluch Shavua Amone. But Rashi says it in a regular case where the Levi did not die, the Levi is alive, if the Levi is alive, so in Mele there is no problem of Shluch Shabbal Amonim, because only when there is a Bal Amonim, but if the Levi is alive and he's Nechosim al Mishuvah to the Malveh, he's not considered a Bal Amonim, because the Malveh has a Liyam in Shivut al Nechosim. So what kind of a Bal Amonim is the Levi? It's Mishuvah to the Malveh. So if there is not considered a Bal Amonim, Mashiach in the case of Yema Bachoshe, there, so the Levi is dead. So who Yashim the boat? His children is Yashim. And if Mitalten the Yasmeh, the Mishtabde, so then the children wouldn't be considered Balamonim either. But since Mitalten the Yasmeh is Loi Mishtabde, but according to Rav Kaufman, even though the Yoshim are the owners, so it's in as much as it's not mamish in their issues, so he has his schus to be taken. That's the Mishnah. I mentioned the Mishnah, it's a contract. He has his schus tvisen. But a Balamonim, but the Yoshim are the Balamonim. Our Balamonim, until he stays first, until the Balchayv is status, so who is the Balamonim of the boat?
Yes.
The Yoshim. So the Mele, and since the Shliach was appointed by Yema Bachoshe, was not appointed by the Yoshim, so it's not Shluch Shel Balamonim, so he cannot be effective as a Shliach. You see. And when does Rashi say that the Shliach can grab when the lady is alive? So then the lady is alive, so then he's Nechosim al Mishubet in the Malveh, so he's not considered as a Balamonim. So maybe the only problem is of Tefes Lebalchim Mokshechav L'Acherim. So Rashi Shiti is, when Nosi Shliach, so Shiti is going to say, so there is no problem of Tefes Lebalchim Mokshechav L'Acherim. Okay, that's all.
We don't pass him like Reb Tarfon.
What?
We don't pass him like Reb Tarfon.
We don't pass him like that. No, we don't pass him.
I was only motivated that you should use the second, not that you should give the second.
Okay, now, tomorrow, I will start, I have to start the shiur at 9:30 because I have to take the plane to New York. Yisrael, Nechalivlo. So then, so we go over the other tastes, and then the Gemara up to the Mishnah 4, is what's in our hand.
Can I ask a Rosh Hashiva question? I have, it turns out, for example, I haven't been in contact with him from about 9 years ago. I have a, I made a loan of $1,000.
Yeah, you did.
For 3 months.
You never told me about
it. I loaned. Yeah. I was a Malibu. I never heard from my loan for many years. When I go to his apartment in Sagrada, he thinks I'm in.
I get to call him to talk to him.
I mean, it seems like we're hoping like here that they just come out of these taxes.
Did you remind me? Listen, it's not there, huh? You can't get
it. I mean, it would be more of a proper to change within her.
You didn't remind me? I
tried, I have not reminded him for a few years because I was in the Miss
Gasha
time.
Ah!
9 years,
whatever. You got a lot of money. You don't, it doesn't bother you.
I don't have any money left, but I do.
You got a lot of money
down though.
It doesn't bother you.
9 years. How you doing, Akiva?
Down in the corner.